Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. Folks, sorry, we're getting a little bit of a late start today, but we'll cover the most important aspects of healthcare in your life. If you want to really live and get the most out of life and live for as many years as possible, whatever, we can't live forever, but at the same token, you want to stay away from getting sick. You want to make sure that you can keep your body functioning properly. And we're going to talk about today the most important part about healthcare and about how to be healthy and how to get the most out of life and be able to stay away from hospital and so forth and so on, is to drink water. Now, human being, we're 85% water, but water worldwide is contaminated. And I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. Let me just get by. Sorry about the late start today. As you know, we broadcast every Friday at noon. It's at noon and Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And we are looking forward to being able to tell you exactly what you can do to be really healthy. By the way, I'm older than all of you. How do I know that? Because of the fact that anyone is as old as I am, has already died or given up the ship or just go staring out the window. I'm telling you. And also, I have more energy than any of you. And I'm older than you, and I have more energy. How is that? Well, the first major thing is I drink Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. That's the only water I drink when I'm out in my car. I have it in bottles that I fill it up. You have to go to a company and buy a little machine that hooks up to your tap water in your kitchen. And it was discovered in about 1960-something in Japan. And the gentleman I went, because we have a late start today, sorry about that, folks. However, because of the fact that when I did a number of years ago, I attended a three-day convention in Tokyo, and and I was flying back to New York, to Miami, rather, and I only went to a three-day seminar. And as walking down the hall of the hotel, a Japanese gentleman came up to me, and he says, "Dr. Barton?" I said, "Yes." "How do you know me?" He held up a Tokyo newspaper, and right in the front of the newspaper is my picture. I said, "Oh, my," and it's all Japanese writing, the whole thing. So I said, "Oh, my God, what did I do? I didn't rob a bank. I didn't do anything. I didn't kidnap anybody. Why my picture on that paper?" He said, "Huh," and he started to chuckle and laugh a little bit. Well, he said, "Because this is talking about the cancer clinic that you have in Miami, Florida, and people are going from Japan and all over parts of the world going to your cancer clinic." And he spoke on the phone. Anyhow, his name is Dr. Shinya, Hiromi Shinya. And he is world famous in his own right because he's the fellow that invented colonoscopy. Can you imagine? He developed colonoscopy, Hiromi Shinya. So he convinced me I was leaving for the airport. I went to the three-day convention, and he convinced me to come back to his offices, which is right outside of Tokyo, small buildings. And I got to go. I got this, that, and the other thing. He said, no, forget all that. Just come with me. He's very persuasive, a very nice fellow, great personality and everything. He said, so we went over to his offices, and he had one wing of it has patients, actually. They're getting colonoscopies and people in the waiting room, so forth and so on. And they get certain different instructions. Because they do the colonoscopy, then they get instructions on what to do to be able to make sure that your intestines, like I said before, I'm older than everybody. Really, I'm not kidding. Because I'm always out, I'm doing things, I'm going to meetings, I'm seeing patients, I'm doing this, doing that, doing the other thing. I'm developing my businesses, which has to do with Kangen water. And we got a late start today, so we only have about 10 minutes left for the show. But for any more information or whatever we're talking about, just write this down. My direct cell phone number is 863-509-9059. 863-509-9059. And when you get that number, just leave your name and number, and you're better not to be able to be reached because there's so many people that are calling all the time. Okay, so the main thing is this. Number one, if you like life and you want to get the most out of it, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I want to live forever. And which, of course, is maybe they're working on it now. If you live forever, the world would really be, you know how crowded everything is now? God almighty. Then we'd have to get two or three other planets. That's not a bad idea. That's what they're doing, going into space and everything. We could probably find another planet somewhere that maybe has people like us. Who knows? Anyhow, so the thing is this, that let me give you a couple of highlights. In the year 1922, anybody that had diabetes was practically, you know, put out on a gurney and fed every day, but until they were to die, they were put out into a sort of like a, in the hospital and in the rotunda or anywhere where it would be peaceful, because they were actually going to be dying. Anyone with diabetes, folks, before the age of 19, before the year 1922. Anyone that had diabetes actually died at a young age. And then in that year, Eli Lilly pharmaceutical firm, which is a huge firm still in existence today, they actually developed synthetic thyroid. So if somebody's diabetic and their thyroid gland is not producing enough insulin, that's why they start to develop diabetes. Now, by the way, I don't know about other countries. I'm not talking about other countries. I'm talking about America, United States of America. I would say that over the age of 45, 75% of those over the age of 45 in America are diabetic. There's many, many different reasons why they're diabetic, but they're diabetic. They have diabetes. And if they can't get a hold of the prescription, you know, for insulin, which is not regular insulin like produced in the body, but if they can get that, they're not. Well, here's what happens. Eli Lilly pharmaceutical firm developed a synthetic insulin in the year 1922. So after that year, people with diabetes were able to live out their lives. Why? Because they were taking insulin, artificial insulin, actually produced and made by Eli Lilly. You'll follow that? So that being said, today, in this day and age, the average person in America over the age of 45, average, I'm not even saying percentages, the average person is diabetic. That's how widespread diabetes is. You follow that? Why? Because of the typical American diet, number one. Number two, because people don't really take care of themselves. They don't, and also all the water is contaminated. I have to tell you about that too. We only have about 10 minutes, and I have to tell you about sugar with cancer. And the fact is that diabetes, people take synthetic insulin, and they can live out their lives, but they have to keep on taking insulin injections, so forth and so on, and eventually it starts to wear down other systems of the body. And also sugar is everything that we buy actually has sugar in it in order to make it taste better so they can sell more product. All about selling, making money. I want more money too. I always want more money. I always need more money. But at the same token, I don't want to make my money on someone else's grief. You all follow that? You understand? So the thing is that, by the way, when I said I had energy before and then I'm older than all of you, well, guess what? That's true. And all of that is true. And the thing is that I can dance all night, especially if it's Latin music, cause it's my favorite. And I can dance practically all night, nonstop. And I can't play tennis nonstop. I love tennis, but I'm a lousy tennis, pretty good dancer. And by the way, folks, I was in the United States Air Force. So I'm an Air Force, and I have unlimited energy we talked about before. Let's get back to the diabetes and let's talk about Pepsi-Cola and Coca-Cola. Doctor, all the dark-colored sodas are dangerous. What they do is because of the fact that in order to make it dark-colored, the manufacturers put in what's called phosphoric acid. It gives the Pepsi the color, the dark color, and that phosphoric acid also robs the bones of minerals. And so that phosphoric acid is dangerous because actually it leads to fractures. And there are more and more, especially in females, getting more and more hip, knee replacements and so forth and so on because of fractures. So if you really want to be healthy, don't drink dark-colored sodas. I don't. I don't miss it. I haven't. Maybe when I was 20 or 21 going to college or whatever, I would drink Pepsi or something because I didn't know better. Okay, so anyhow, moving right along, let me also tell you what's wrong with the water. The petroleum industry is doing what's called fracking. That's F like in Frank, fracking. They're breaking through the Earth's crust miles and miles down into the Earth and breaking into looking for petroleum deposits. But actually what they're doing is they're actually ruining the environment. And by doing that, they're ruining the crops that are growing. Like the world's largest tomatoes called heirloom tomatoes that were, still are being grown in about, I don't know how many thousands of acres there are in that part of Pennsylvania. However, the heirloom tomatoes, which was classified as the best tomato, so forth and so on, still 1 year they lost an entire crop because tomatoes wouldn't grow because of the fracking break. Well, like I said before, folks, we had an abbreviated program today. I wanted to also say hello to Felix out there in North Africa who has a Kangen water machine. People listen to this show and they listen to what I'm talking about. So the thing is that I want to wish you all a happy week. Tune in again. Remember, we broadcast every Friday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And the 60 seconds left, let's say a special prayer for peace in the world. And also remember, sugar is dangerous. Also, stay away from emissions. Don't jog next to a highway because you'll start to destroy the cells of your body. Okay? So with all that being said, tune in next Friday and we'll be on time. And sorry about the delay today, folks. So with that being said, let's look forward to healthy living and Baruch Hashem. And to all my Latin friends that are listening in Miami to the show today, and I wish you all mucho salud, a lot of health. In the 10 seconds left, folks, let's pray for peace in the world and get rid of some of these crazy lunatics. Adios, y'all.